Hello, friends. This is Andy Atwell welcoming you to Come, Let Us Reason Together. This next half hour will be dedicated to putting the Bible back into its number one place in the hearts and minds of mankind. Throughout the centuries, the Bible remained the number one book sold. Only today has it taken a back shelf position in men's lives and minds. Even Christian bookstores have more books about the Bible than the Bible itself. The Bible is the only book written by God, and in it alone is found the pathway to life. Come now, let us reason together with Gilbert Larson and his friends.
Hello, everyone. It's time to get your Bible and grab a cup of coffee and join us. We are in Acts chapter 2. We're going to start off by reading verses 1 through 4. This is Gilbert from Red Bluff, California.
Hi, this is Andy from Vancouver, Washington.
Hello, this is Dan from Vancouver, Washington.
And this is Pat from Port Orchard, Washington.
And this is Rachel from Vancouver, Washington.
This must be a Washington day and an outsider intruding. Anyway, this is Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4.
And when the day of Pentecost was being fulfilled, all were together in the one place. And suddenly a sound came from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And tongues of fire being within distributed appeared to them, and it sat within each of them. And all were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
You know, there's two things that we had to correct in here, and we're looking at the Ivan Panins, and like I said, he is one person that we've agreed with wholeheartedly. He has the absolute best translation of the Bible, but there's two errors in this particular scripture. This context, it's a full thought. And one thing, they were all together in one, place is added. They are together. They're in unity. It's really what it's saying. When they put that word place in there, it just takes away from it. But the Greek is actually saying they were all together in one. They had one mind, one heart. And the other one that Andy corrected already is about being in. And where's that one?
And tongues as of fire being distributed appeared to them, and it sat within each of them.
And that's the Greek word F, which is translated wrongly by Ivan Panin. Those are two things that he did.
And he said upon there, yeah. Like it was on the outside, but the Greek said it was on the inside.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. You're not filled upon.
Right.
It's almost ridiculous. And this guy is brilliant. He is accurate in all these things, but I don't think he thought maybe there was enough weight to translate it the exact right way. Like sometimes it's translated within this amount of time, within this, and it's actually translated. So you can see that, but they used a whole bunch of different, on that word, they used a whole bunch of different translations and some are just wrong. And it means within. Here's the day of Pentecost. It has arrived. And this is the thing that is spoken of the promise. Isn't it interesting? The very first time Jesus sits down with his disciples in Matthew chapter 5, it's the Sermon on the Mount, he's talking about this day in particular. He's not saying that when they sit down and he's teaching them that they're going to be fulfilled or they'll be comforted or whatever. That's the comforter's job. And that doesn't happen until this day, the day of Pentecost, when it is fully come, when it's filled, when it's arrived, then all these blessings, these events that are above manger, they're so big, and they use the word blessed, and it's not a bad word, but people get a bad tone about what blessed means. It actually is from the Greek word makarios. Macro is huge, micro is tiny. You need a microscope to see a micro thing, but a macro is absolutely huge. It's out of this world. It's beyond human measurement. And the other part of it is happy. Happy beyond measure is really what that is saying. So when you hear that word blessed, think of happy beyond measure. Now, when it's translated from the word eulogia, that means good image. That doesn't even say the same thing, does it? So you have two Greek words saying that word blessed. This is why I'm explaining this right now, because when you hear this song, think of every time you hear the word blessed is happy beyond measure, or I like hugely happy because they both start with an H, hugely happy or happy. And I would even say it's so huge, it's something so big, it's not attainable to a human before they become restored by God. And it starts with men being filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's part of the restoration. And we need our spirit saved. We've fallen from God and we are doomed. The whole of man is doomed until God brings us back and restores us. Now, this is the first of three steps, just like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are four steps in growing to becoming closer to Christ, like starting in the first grade, then the second grade, then the third grade. And this is the first of three steps in the restoration of man to bring them back to where they were when man, Adam, which means man, that when Adam was created, man was perfect in God's image. So this is the beginning step. This is number one. And the other steps, all these three steps, did you know there's a scripture that it talks about when these other events happen, it uses that same word, makarios, when the second step is, and you'll see charts that we've drawn up that show these times and how that word is used, but there's a great celebration on all three steps when man is brought back into this completeness of the way he was created on that day of creation found in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. Now, as we start this, this is a really good time to celebrate this Matthew. And again, think of, we're going to be singing about the very first thing Jesus sits them down on the mountain, the Sermon on the Mount, and tells about this restoration, that he's going to restore us. It's a lot to think about, isn't it, Andy?
Yeah.
And we're so happy to come to this point to be able to celebrate this, that is, it's here today, but the next two steps of restoration are not quite here. The next one is soon to happen. Have you ever thought about that? It is coming quickly, isn't it, Dan?
The signs are there.
Yeah. The saints are looking ever upward while journeying on their way. He says, look up, for your redemption draws near. The whole restoration of man's spirit, soul, and body, the next step is almost here to come, and the next one after that will be 1,000 years afterwards, but it'll seem like one day to those. So really, to us, it's going to be so short a time to see this full restoration when you really think of, when you combine all these scriptures together, isn't it, Patrick?
Oh, it is. It is. The millennium.
Thanks for joining us here.
You're welcome.
Now, we're going to start with the first song in Matthew 5 that we used to sing, and we'll show you a bit of how we progressed over 54, 55 years since we started. And we started seeking God as a, it started in a
beginning way?
It started in a home, but it really started in a Bible college in one class that wanted to know the truth. And went back to the Greek language, the original language, and these truths started coming out. So this is the first song, and we're going to sing it a cappella, and then we're going to play some more that can kind of show you how we have, that it has been improved. We have tried to get closer and closer to truth so you can see how things have been changing.
Well, God has brought us closer and closer to truth. And actually, the last song that we'll sing is one that's how old, Pat? What's that new song you have?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. And Dan, how long ago was?
5 years.
5 years. So it was 50 years, 5 years, 2 years.
So how many songs did we get?
Excuse me, 2 days.
How many songs are we going to sing?
Three.
Three.
Three songs. So this one is 55 years old. This is what we used to sing.
Yes.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of the heavens. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness.
Now, there's only eight of the Makarios, the blessings, in that one. So that's what we sang then. And we really didn't pay that much attention to it. Now, does yours have all, Dan, does yours have all nine in it?
I think so.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
So now, this is 5 years old.
50 years later.
50 years later.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of the heavens. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who've been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of the heavens. Blessed are you when people insult you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of the name of Jesus Christ. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great.
And then, just a few days ago, not many days ago, this song. This is Pat Compton, and that was Dan Robertson's song.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of the heavens. Blessed are those that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. And blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God.
Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of the heavens. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in the heavens is great. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The prophets who were before you. Happy beyond measure are those filled with the Holy Spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of the heavens.
Praise the Lord.
Wow.
And it keeps growing and growing.
And I might add, too, when you look in Galatians 5, you'll notice there are nine fruit of the Holy Spirit. And here are nine happies.
Amen. Wow, Pat. This is how we learn. The Lord shows, and it depends how the Spirit moves. He'll reveal himself, and we have to listen to all that are being led by those who are led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. We have to listen to God's kids as the Lord speaks through them. And did you notice, too, they were all one. They were all together in one. They had the same heart and the same mind, and they were all together in one. And this is the first time you find them in unity. Before, they were scrapping a bit, trying to find out, oh, who's going to sit on your right and who's going to sit on your left in the four Gospels. And here now, you can see unity. And it lasts for a while. And then the human nature pops up a little bit in Acts, just a little bit, doesn't it? And where you see, like, between Paul and Barnabas, they got into a little bit of a scrap. But it got repaired. It's an interesting thing. It took a few years, I think, for the two of them. It happened to be over another person, and one favored him that he's doing all right, and the other one thought he needed to grow up a bit. And his name was Mark, who ended up writing the book, John Mark, who ended up writing the book of Mark. He was young, and Paul got after him, and Barnabas took him away and helped him out. And besides, I think Barnabas was a relative of his. I think he was like an uncle to him. Interesting stories. They're still people, but this is where you start seeing in the book of Acts, men acting and doing exactly like Jesus did. They're walking in his footsteps, and they're practicing what he did. We're going to go on to Acts chapter 2, verses 5 through 13.
Just that one comment that he started off on this sermon, we call it the Sermon on the Mount, with good news, good things to look forward to. It's a message of hope.
It's looking ahead to
Acts
chapter 2.
Our reward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the reward, is you're going to see men standing in Jesus' stead doing exactly what Jesus did.
Verse 5. Now in Jerusalem were dwelling Jews, devout men from every nation, those under heaven. And when this voice was heard, the multitude came together and were confounded, because each heard them speaking in his own language. And they were amazed and marveled, saying, Behold, are not all of these that speak Galileans? And how hear we, each in our own language wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers in Mesopotamia and Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia and Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya, about Cyrene and Roman sojourners, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them speak in our tongues the mighty works of God. And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, what means this? But others mocking said, they are filled with new wine.
We read in verses 1 through 4, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was distributed, and it sat within each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, you're seeing what happened, that everybody was hearing. I don't know if it was a bunch of people speaking in a bunch of different languages or because of the Holy Spirit, he was translating it within their hearts. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they could understand each other perfectly. There was no language barrier. When the next great event happens, the earth is going to be one language. This is a foretaste of, you know, Matthew gave us a foretaste of this book of Acts, the filling of the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit is giving us a foretaste of the earth being one language.
And it's interesting how it says it, and when this voice was heard. So it wasn't many voices, it was a voice. And so I would lean towards what you said there, that they heard them in their own language. It was one voice that went out into their ears as their language.
Through the Holy Spirit, they could understand exactly God. We like going back to the Greek. That's the best thing for us until that day, which is soon. That is going to change when the 1,000 years begins and Jesus comes back and rules and reigns and we're one language. What were you thinking, Pat?
Well, I was thinking about this group here and what you were talking about, all hearing this in their own language. And, you know, there was a lot of different languages here.
15.
Lots.
I just counted them.
Yeah.
15.
I mean, you know, the power of God is, there's no end to it.
They could all understand. There's been times in Mexico where we'd be speaking broken Spanish. We call it Spanglish. And everybody would understand. We would do the best we could, but the Holy Spirit made up the difference. We could understand them. They would understand us.
You know, we're working with a family in Argentina, and we're working with a young man up in my area, and he's from America Samoan. And, you know, we have this language barrier, but the Holy Spirit will show them. Well, he will understand things that I wouldn't think he's understanding, but I know that this young man from Samoa who can hardly speak English at all, you know, a lot of the words, you can say the English word and he won't even understand the English word. But God has a way of showing us through the Holy Spirit how to explain that to him, and then he understands it. And so you can teach the Bible to anyone. God will make up the difference. The Spirit will work through them.
So many words we don't have the right translation for, like this Makarios, blessed are, Makarios are the poor in spirit. Makarios are those who mourn. Blessed is not the best translation. It means to be hugely happy, happy beyond human possibility. And faith, the word piezo, pistis is the verb version. It's piezo pistis, whether it's a noun or a verb. And it took 15 words in English, and not one of them really describes it right. It means by life. It means you believe it so much, it's your life. It comes out your mouth. It comes out your fingertips. Your eyes look for it. Your ears hear it. And that faith is not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man shall boast. So how can you explain that in human terms? So it took believe, faith, trust, confide, obey.
Confidence.
Persuaded. Yield.
Having made a friend.
Agreed.
Agreed. Enticing. Wow, that's a mixture, isn't it? 15 words.
So obey. When,
obey.
Oh, yeah.
And obey. We have a little song to remember all those words.
We do?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Faith, believe, persuaded, obey and confidence. Faith, believe, persuaded, obey and and confidence. Trust assured, committed, yield agreed, enticing. Having made a friend of God, like Abraham.
She got that out of the foundation workbook because we listed all those different words, and we even found a couple of more as time went on.
Yes.
Didn't we, Rachel?
Yes, we have.
That's how complicated and messed up our million words are, and in the Greek, there's less than 2,000, and it's so precise, we use it in science and medicine. We use the Greek language.
That song was first sung by a lady now that's Jacob Crane's wife. It's Carissa Crane.
Yeah, it was Carissa and her sister, Caitlin. They were working with their dad and trying to figure out a way to remember all the words, and that's the melody that came out. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And what happens when you sing a song about it? Where does that song go, Pat?
It goes right into your heart and your memory bank.
Yeah. It's always there. Mm-hmm. And the Jews sang. You wonder how the Bible was repeated? People ask me, and they think of a written manuscript, they sang the whole thing. And I've never said that before. It just came to me now. They sang it. And I know for a fact that that works. I use that all the time. If I forget a scripture, when I'm talking, I start singing it in my head as I'm... Do you do that? Dan's nodding his head.
I do the same thing, too.
That's how I remember most of the Psalms that I know that are songs.
Absolutely true.
Did we miss anything in this? We've been talking about a lot of different things. There's a lot. Isn't it interesting now this explosion happens because being filled with the Holy Spirit, it just opens up so many doors, doesn't it?
It's the first time that I think, I don't remember in the Gospels, but it mentions tongues in two different ways, tongues of fire, and then they spoke in new tongues. So it's introducing tongues right at the beginning of Acts.
And tongues of fire.
Tongues of fire.
What were you thinking, Pat?
I was thinking there was those that didn't believe it. They just said, oh, they must be drunk. How's this happening? They had their wine, their sweet wine in the morning.
Well, they're used to something. You know, they call, in the Bible, wine is false religion. Mm. Confusion of languages. When this church says this, this church says that, and to the people on the outside, they're going, those guys are drunk. And seriously, that's exactly what that's saying. And it talks about Mystery Babylon wine, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Well, this is an exact example of the songs we just sang. They are blessed with these tongues, and then they're being mocked for it. It happened right away, not necessarily in a big way, but that happened right away.
Well, probably a lot of the things that were being said were not understood by some of them that weren't spirit-filled, and it probably was that way to them. And we are running out of time. A lot has been said here. Anyway, we'll see you again, so may God lead you into all truth.
You can contact Gilbert and his friends at www.gilbertandfriends.com. That's www.gilbertandfriends.com. Or write to him, Gilbert and Friends, P.O. Box 820-347, Vancouver, Washington 98682. That's P.O. Box 820-347, Vancouver, Washington 98682. Or call us at 360-600-6726. That's 360-600-6726. We invite your comments as we reason together through the Bible. Thank you for joining us on Come Let Us Reason Together and reminding you all to eat a healthy breakfast every morning. Our favorite breakfast is the Bible because it is written, Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.